This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 92, After the Sales Success, Your Next Strategy Beyond Lead Generation, by Charisse Jacob with neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your narrator here at Optimal Startup Daily. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And thank you to Email Octopus. They give you the tools you need for email marketing, including customizable signup forms, autoresponders, and list segmentation. A user-friendly platform that's quick to get set up and easy to navigate. That's what we loved about it. And right now, Email Octopus is offering Optimal Startup Daily listeners 50% off their first month. Visit emailoctopus.com/OSD or quote code OSD50 at signup. For 50% off of your first month of email marketing, visit emailoctopus.com/OSD or quote code OSD50 at signup. For now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. After the Sales Success, Your Next Strategy Beyond Lead Generation, by Charisse Jacob with neilpatel.com. We spend a great deal of time concentrating on before-the-sale marketing, high-converting landing pages, extensive lead generation, and proper follow-up. And once we get that coveted sale, we feel like popping the digital champagne cork. But our job isn't done, and for many savvy marketers, the real work has just begun. Far too little attention is paid to the customer after the sale. Even thank you emails are bland and boring. When you get emails like the one I've included in this post, you're more than a little disconcerted that the company really doesn't care about you apart from a dollar amount. So what can you do after the sale to build a solid customer relationship while still growing your sales? Let's take a look at a few strategies you can implement right away to deliver impactful, measurable results. Let them hear you roar. That's ROR. We talk a lot about ROI, return on investment, but what about ROR, return on relationships? As long as you deliver a quality product and impeccable customer service, you should already be swelling your ranks with people who know, like, and trust you. According to Dean Jackson of the I Love Marketing podcast, you ideally want to generate a 20% yield from your relationship portfolio. That means within the next 5 years, each one of your customers either conducts another transaction with you or refers someone else who does. If that number sounds too good to be true, look at all the ways you're impacting your ROR with your customers right now and how you can maximize it without being pushy or salesy. Every email is an opportunity. We've seen how drab and uninspiring those thank you emails can be. What about an email done right? The example provided in this post from planscope.io comes from the creator of the product and not only makes the customer feel like they matter right from the start, just check out the subject line, but delves deeper to explain a bit more about the service itself and how to get the most out of it. Take a good look at your follow-up emails. Are they plastered with just the facts? Or do they make customers feel like you care about their order and want them to use it to the fullest? Keep in mind that email isn't the only way to leverage this kind of personal connection. Use what you already know about your customers, even if it's not much, to connect with them in a way that's unobtrusive. For example, what shopper wouldn't remember the time they purchased from a company and received a birthday gift or coupon, a holiday gift or coupon, a substantial discount in exchange for completing a survey, a handwritten card or letter, or a check-in call to make sure you received your purchase and are happy with it, with no selling. Maximize customer lifetime value without giving away the store. But cultivating customer relationships after the sale aren't always about giving away the store. By looking for ways to maximize the value you deliver in a way that feels personalized and not pushed, you're telling the customer that not only do you care, but you support them to the fullest. As you can see, the customer life cycle with your product or service isn't a straight line. Customers and their relationship with you will ebb and flow over time, and there's seldom a straight shot to the top. After the sale, following up with things like recommended products or accessories, warranties, membership programs, or even customer loyalty rewards can help rope in customers you may not have corresponded with for a while. Of course, this is the best time to remind them of what they ordered and ask how their experience with it is. Be personal and personable. People will tell you what they think if you ask. The longer their time spent with your product or service, the more you need to invest in cultivating that relationship. Above all, Don't scramble to build up the relationship only when something has gone wrong. Too often, companies are left doing damage control because of disparaging remarks on Facebook, Twitter, Yelp, or other social outlets. And by that time, it's too little too late. That's not to say you should ignore the reviewer or make light of their situation, but rather sincerely try to resolve their complaint to the best of your ability. Sometimes easier said than done, but the byproduct is that others will see your reaction and judge your customer service abilities accordingly, even if they aren't customers themselves. Watch your words. Finally, a great deal of your after-sales success potential can be determined purely by the words you use when working with the customer. For example, if you proactively call or email the customer before their item arrives or before they create an account, this demonstrates that you truly care about their experience. If you make recommendations and suggestions, it tells them you want to help them make the most of their investment. Even if there's a problem, as long as you candidly approach it and apologize while working hard to make things right, it shows your eagerness to please. Conversely, if your company shifts blame to the customer, insists on waiting for the customer to initiate contact, makes promises that can't be kept, or looks to misunderstandings in an attempt to pounce on the customer's flaws, you're giving yourself a one-way ticket to business failure. Of course, no company will admit to this, but when you're running short on time, resources, or staff, it can be easy to slip into a pattern of apathy. Now it's your turn. By keeping these points in mind when creating, analyzing, and improving your after-sale plan, you'll be able to not only attract new customers, but convince existing ones that you're ready to make their investment in your product or service one they won't soon forget. You just listened to the post titled, After the Sale Success, Your Next Strategy Beyond Lead Generation by Charisse Jacob with neilpatel.com. And hey, if you're a startup owner, this is for you. Running a business is just plain hard. Endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, and your ever-present bottom line. So first of all, kudos to you for staying on top of it. But I want to tell you about Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They help over 100,000 businesses with tasks like automated payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, onboarding tools, you name it, Gusto made it easy. 94% of customers say Gusto streamlines payroll and benefits, and they do that for us here on the Optimal Living Daily team. We use Gusto for both payroll and benefits. They really care about the small business owners they work with. Their support team is attentive and helpful, and since money can be tight right now, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/OSD and start setting up your business today. You'll see what I mean when I say easy. Again, that's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/OSD. gusto.com/OSD. Thanks to Charisse and Neil for this post today. Charisse Jacob helps business owners improve website design and increase conversion rates through compelling copywriting, user-friendly design, and smart analytics analysis. You can learn more at ielectrify.com and download your free web copy tune-up and conversion checklist today. And of course, come by neilpatel.com as well for a lot more content. He's all about generating more traffic and sales, and definitely proven, as he's been named one of the top 10 marketers by Forbes. And Entrepreneur Magazine says he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies. You can also hear his own voice on the podcast Marketing School. And I think that just about does it for today. I thank you for subscribing, and I'm wishing you a happy Thursday and a happy and safe New Year. I don't think too many people are going to be too sad about saying goodbye to 2020. So here's hoping for a quieter, healthier, and more social New Year. And I will see you in the Friday show tomorrow in 2021, where your optimal life awaits.